Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines, up to the moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy producers concerning planning for the future of your heifer herd on your dairy. As we think about the current supply of dairy heifers in the United States and the shortage that we have, it becomes very important that we have enough replacement heifers on hand. So today, I wanted to visit just a few minutes about some of the important calculations that we need to make to determine just how many heifers we actually need on our farm. First thing you need to think about is your replacement risk or your culling rate on an annual basis. What percent of your lactating herd are you currently replacing on an annual basis? The other thing we need to consider, and oftentimes this is lost in the calculations, is what is the completion risk of heifers within your herd? In other words, what percent of those animals actually are going to survive through 2 years of rearing and make it to their first calving? Now, the other thing you need to think about is your DOA rate. In other words, what percent of the heifers either are born dead on the farm or die shortly after birth? So, depending on your heat detection rate as well as your conception rates, this will start impacting the number of breedings that you need to ensure will result in the birth of a heifer calf. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, encouraging our dairy producers to work through the actual number of heifers that their farm is going to require in order to make replacements in their herd without looking for heifers from the outside.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.